T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the state of Hawaii is former United States Congressman Keith Rothfuss, who's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. It is 8:39 in Hawaii, or 3:39, and I appreciate you getting up so very early to be with us.
Yeah, Congressman, I did not dial the phone for the wake-up call. That was Larry.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And what's that phone going off right now? But good morning, guys. It's a real privilege to be here in Hawaii this morning.
I know as a congressman, you're very in tune with, you know, the plight of our veterans. But this day means so much. And for so many, not just those who may have been serving at that time, although I understand you're with a group from Beaver County that are World War II veterans.
Well, we've got a couple of World War II veterans with us. The group was based out of Beaver County, but these particular veterans happen to be one's from Beaver County, one's from Allegheny County. Robert Buckley is from Brighton Township. He served with the U.S. Army Aleutians. And then Emily Drake, who lives in O'Hara Township, was with the Women's Air Corps based out of Orlando, Florida. So it's great to have two World War II veterans with us. They're sharp as a tack. They just can tell so many good stories. And then we have other veterans with us from other conflicts and just regular civilians coming to recognize what happened here 80 years ago today. And it still hits you. We were at the Arizona Memorial the other day, and they take you on the boat out there, and then you find this sunken battleship that you can still see through the waters that is a grave for those who were killed on that ship that day. 1,177 sailors, Marines, were killed on the Arizona out of the 2,400 that were killed at Pearl Harbor that day. I was looking through the roster of names. There are at least 21 Pennsylvanians who were on the Arizona. So it just really hits you what happened that day and how it really changed the course of history. It's interesting because you go through the museum there, they have different artifacts, and they have a quote from President Roosevelt. Those who have long enjoyed such privileges as we enjoy forget in time that men have died to win them. And 80 years is a long time, but not that long. And to still have our World War II veterans who are still alive to reflect on what they went through is truly amazing.
Yeah, my uncle Eddie is 98 years old. He was in World War II in the Pacific. You mentioned the 21 residents of Pennsylvania who were at Pearl Harbor. The first casualty was a person from Western Pennsylvania, was it not?
It was. And just to be clear, there were many more than just 21 who died at Pearl Harbor from Pennsylvania. It was just 21 on the Arizona alone. But one of the other folks who was from Western Pennsylvania was actually the first one killed at Pearl Harbor was Lieutenant Lewis Mosler, who came out of Monaca in Beaver County. He had been a student at Carnegie Tech, which was the name of Carnegie Mellon before it became Carnegie Mellon. He left Carnegie Tech to become a navigator with the United States Army Air Corps and was on Hickam Field when the first wave came in. And the Japanese pilots saw the planes lined up and they started to bomb away. So in addition to them attacking our ships, we lost quite a number of aircraft that day. And we lost quite a few wonderful Americans, including Lieutenant Louis Mosler, who was the first one killed at Pearl Harbor that day.
We're with former United States Congressman Keith Rothfuss, who represented our region. Congressman, what are the emotions like of the veterans you're with? I would imagine it's a very powerful day, even though, as you said, 80 years have gone by.
Yeah, and you go to the Arizona, you're on a boat going out there. There's anticipation as you approach it, and then a silence just sets in because people understand what we're going to go see. And I don't think I heard a single voice as you walk around the memorial. And there were a lot of people. There were a lot of people out here visiting. So it was crowded but quiet, reflective.
And I understand that the weather there today has been so bad, there was a state of emergency called by their governor because of heavy rains and flooding. Is that happening now where you are?
Yeah, it's still raining. I'm sitting in the hotel lobby looking outside. It's still coming down. It came down all day yesterday. It's in torrents. We're right in the middle of the ocean. I guess there's something called a Kona low that can develop out here. I saw the stream on the radar that goes right across the Pacific Ocean, right up to the West Coast. I'm not sure if it's in California or if it's in Oregon or Washington, but it's this green monster that is just out there right now.
And your group departed Pittsburgh International on last Thursday, and you'll return this coming Thursday. What is on the docket, the itinerary for today?
They have special events for those World War II veterans. Again, given COVID, there are still restrictions in place. And so they've been paying special attention to those World War II veterans, getting special access to things. And other groups get to stand back more remotely. This morning, for example, when they have the actual commemoration of the attack, we'll have our World War II veterans right at the commemorative spot. Others will be able to watch it via a remote link up at a stadium. And so they've been very open to welcoming back the World War II veterans. Some who have were at Pearl Harbor that day. There are some great stories out there about people who did some crowdfunding to make sure that some of these Pearl Harbor veterans could actually get back here today. But it's a full day for them. It's a full day for us as we continue to reflect on this infamous day of infamy, as President Roosevelt called it.
Well, we can't thank you enough for getting up literally in the middle of the night to join us, and appreciate you accompanying our veterans. Former United States Congressman Keith Rothfuss, Senatisk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline in Hawaii at Pearl Harbor. Thank you, Congressman.
Well, if you're fortunate enough to still know somebody who served in World War II, give them a call today and thank them.
You got a great idea. Appreciate you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.